And hello again, everybody. We are broadcasting live this evening from the Ivy in Buckhead. This is where the Contractors, Closers, and Connections networking event is going on. Hundreds of folks here. They've got ice sculptures, drinks, music, lights, a lot of stuff going on, as well as Business Radio X here interviewing a lot of the movers and shakers. And we appreciate Chris Mayer from CCC inviting us here to be here tonight. Mike Salmon along with Dan Braverman, who is producing. And joining me now is Kyle Rodler.
Yes, sir.
With, well, tell me who you're with, but we're going to talk about your AllSafe app that's coming out. But tell us what you do for a living.
Okay, so I'm a father of two beautiful girls. And
I like that you started with that. Very, yeah. Very good.
Yes, they are six and 7 years old.
Well played.
Yes, sir. And then my beautiful wife, Erin, that is responsible for having them. And thank you to her as well for putting up with me. And basically what I'm here to do is connect the AllSafe app, which is allsafeapp.com. And what it does is it pairs every existing police officer in America on their day off with the opportunity to make extra money to sit in front of a school. And on the weekend, they can sit in front of a sports league or a little league, a soccer field, a baseball field, a concert, anywhere where people gather.
This is not out yet, but it's about to come out.
So what we're in the testing phase now, and we're in the seed round. So what we've done is we've built an MVP, which is a minimal viable product. What it does is allow people to test it and get feedback. And what we're doing is we have a group of teachers, a group of students, a group of first responders, and a group of regular citizens that are using the app, and they're telling us what they like and don't like about it. And what we're doing is making it to where you can, within a couple clicks, make someone respond and alert to a situation that's either suspicious or dangerous way before it happens. And that way we're preventing and proactively stopping gun violence, not waiting till it starts and then trying to respond.
I love it. Where did the idea come from?
The Parent Safety Alliance was founded the week after Uvalde, Texas, after I got just sick and tired of watching all of those horrible news stories. Yeah. And I said, I called the principal of our school, and I won't name the school, but my kids go to an elementary school, and unfortunately there's no budget in any municipality in America for police to be at the elementary school. It's only for middle and high schools. So it creates a soft target scenario for every daycare.
I was not aware of that.
Nobody is, because they don't want you to be aware of it. And that's why I'm telling everyone, we're going to start the Parent Safety Alliance, and we have the AllSafe app to protect you. So we're filling in that void. We're making friends with the police officers. We're making sure they know that we are here to give them extra money and to back them up when they can't cover it at elementary school. We will.
Coming up with the idea, the concept, and of course, rolling it out. All this costs money.
Yes.
Who's funding this?
Well, it's been unfortunately funded from my savings account up until this point, but we're now going into the seed round, and we've got a lot of big corporations lined up that are wanting to pitch in and help with the accelerator project. I'm a member of the Atlanta Technology Development Center at Georgia Tech, and also at the Peachtree Corners Atlanta Tech Park. And then also, we are also being helped with several different accelerator funds here in the city of Atlanta that are looking at us, called Techstars, Y Combinator, and the one at Atlanta Tech Village. So we're hoping to be off the ground and running very soon.
Well, Kyle, you're doing it all for the right reasons, but obviously, and I hate to keep asking, going back to the money question, but it's going to take money to continue to do this.
Yes, sir.
Is there a way to monetize? Have you figured out a way to monetize it?
So I'm really glad you asked that question. The same sponsors that sponsor the football team and the baseball team and all that in schools, we're going to first offer them that are currently sponsoring schools to sponsor this parking space, and then we're rolling it out to also large corporations and businesses that are within a geofence of each school, so that the campus will be sponsored directly by local businesses that are protecting the kids that they represent.
What has the response been by the police officers, by the police community, by the first responders?
I'm really glad you asked that question, too.
I'm asking good questions.
Yeah, you are, dude. You're good at your job, man. The police officers love it because they don't have to now migrate from department to department chasing a small raise, because we're going to fill in that gap where they have more money and they're comfortable at their own position.
They can make as much as they want depending on how much they want to work.
Yes, because they work 3 days on, and then they have traditionally 2 to 3 days off between shifts. So that second and third day, they're usually just kind of clamoring around looking for extra things to do, and this will give them a way to make $500-$600 in a day sitting in front of a school.
It's almost the same concept as an Uber or Uber Eats.
Well, we're the Uber of security.
Okay, because my son, you know, he'll do the Uber Eats when he's like, I need to make a little bit of money. I've got nothing to do tonight.
And I don't want to pitch it as the Uber of security, because I don't want anyone from Uber suing us. However, we are very similar business structure. Right. And the demand, on demand, right when you need it kind of thing is exactly what it is. And then with the holidays and during July 4th or Christmas time or stuff like that, New Year's, when you know things are really going to be ramped up and people are on edge, you can add a little bit of security throughout the city to kind of pad where you know it's going to be effective. And that way we're proactive, right? We're preventing it before it starts.
Right. The police officers are obviously involved because they have an opportunity to make some more money.
Yes.
So, but it's available then to the entire public. I need some security tonight. I don't need a car. I don't need an Uber. I don't need a drive. I need a police officer.
And the big difference is this is a real police officer with a real gun that's trained and post-certified and he can actually arrest people. It's not a person with a flashlight or, you know, a big security sign on his shirt that says, hey, don't do that. Right? That's not going to stop anything. And the visibility of having a real police officer at these places is going to deter 99% of the crazies out there that want to hurt people.
Is there a website out there right now where you can read more information about this?
Thank you for asking that. Yes, you can go to our Facebook page at Parents with a S Safety Alliance. You can also go to allsafeapp.com and parentssafetyalliance.org.
Okay. Allsafeapp.com is one of them.
Yes.
You're here tonight at the CCC event.
Yes.
What's your goals for tonight?
So we want to expand the product to larger communities that have a bunch of apartments in one area or a community that's maybe gated and has like a central clubhouse or pool where everyone gathers, or even if there's a big neighborhood that exists that's having a block party or some kind of festival, we could have this in place. And that way people know they can have a good time and not worry about it being fear.
Have you received any kind of pushback at all from anybody on the idea? I mean, I can't imagine anyone going, that's a horrible idea, but what have been some of the challenges?
The biggest challenges have been the layers of red tape in government, trying to get things approved and be compliant within their current system. So that's why we kind of chose to have it funded by private businesses, because then we don't have to wait. You know, with the government, they love the idea, but having it aptly implemented and functioning, the runway to that is years down the road. And with private businesses, the runway is months. So we're trying to be implemented in the streets before 2024.
Okay, and again, it's coming out when?
Well, we're going to have the testing phase out this coming week. So we should be testing, I told them, October 1st. So that's what, 2 days from now? So if they're a couple days late, so be it. But I told them the first week of October, we're testing, and whether you're ready or not.
And does that mean it's available to the public then?
It will not be available to the public, but you can sign up to be a tester at allsafeapp.com.
Okay.
So you can say, we want to test, and we'll send you a link, and you can be a tester. Once we're approved and we can show the results to the Apple Store and the Android Store, and they like the app, then we'll be uploaded. So we have to run through their testing process.
And any idea, realistically, when it would be available to everybody?
Like I said, January 1st, 2024 is my hard line. We have to be available that day. Okay. And we're going to send out free codes to anybody that has a student or is a parent. So any parent or student and a first responder police officer, all download free.
So are there any questions that I'm not asking that I should be asking?
Well, if you could please encourage people to join the Parent Safety Alliance just as a family. We are structured the same way as like AAA or AARP or any of these big organizations. And we want every mom and every dad in the country to join it. And that way we have power voting. So we don't have to be uprising ourselves at a board meeting. We can just vote how we want things to be done. It'll happen.
Well, Kyle, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Best of luck with this, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, and I would love to have you guys out at some of our events, too. I love how y'all do this. A great production. You guys are awesome.
We appreciate that, Kyle.
Yes, sir.
Kyle joining us with, again, the app that should be rolling out soon, AllSafe app. And a reminder that we're going to be here for another hour, hour and a half or so. We are still broadcasting live from the Ivy in Buckhead. It's the CCC networking event. Mike Salmon, Dan Braverman. We'll see you shortly.